Welcome back. Let's do this.
Fonzo, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up, Walt? How are you doing? Walter?
Good, man. I'm doing good. Show number three.
Show number three. Let's do this.
And we're still alive.
Man. Yeah, I don't know how, but yes.
I think doing the show is good because it keeps us in-house as opposed to not doing the show, and we're all doing things for the show, and we end up in trouble.
I agree. Let's just do more shows and less trying to do stuff for the show.
Yeah, we can just sit here on the table and just leave it on mute, just stare at each other.
And try to write stuff or just talk.
Yeah.
I think it would help us.
That's true. But we made it. We made it. Awesome.
Thank you.
2 weeks. It's been great. Thank you, and also thank everyone who listened to the show.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome that we got one from Japan, right?
We got one from Japan, konnichiwa, and then we got one from Germany, guten Tag. So that was awesome.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Although my suspicion is that they might have been military folk that might be over there who listened to the show. But regardless, they still know what that means, right?
Yeah,
so that's
sweet.
Cool.
Let's do this.
That's cool. Yeah, that's awesome. We launched it. We're good. We're on the cyber world.
Yes.
How's that feel?
It feels amazing, dude. Feels great to be back. Thanks, Walt, for putting in all that hard work.
Hey.
You have to learn everything. Let's do this.
And you know what? And thank you. Like, it's a team effort, man. We're doing all right. And I like to thank, most importantly, all the feedback we got. People that heard the show, they liked it. They thought some things were funny, and it felt like they remember the days of old, and they're glad that we are back on the air.
Yeah, I got a lot of that. They're really thankful that we're back.
Yeah.
So let's do this, man. Come on, let's get in this.
You excited? I'm excited.
Hell yeah, let's do this.
So cool. Yeah. What do you think? What do you think about? Happy birthday, LA. How about that?
Oh, sweet.
It was Los Angeles' birthday, April 4th. I believe it was April 4th. Yes, it was April 4th. 1950. That does not sound correct.
Where'd you go? Wikipedia?
Does April 4th, 1950, Los Angeles becomes an American city. There has to be a typo. I think it's 1750. 1750
BC.
LA becomes a city.
When the dinosaurs.
So I'd like to, hey, stats department, get your shit straight.
All right. Fuck it. Whatever.
Yeah. But you know what? April 4th is LA's birthday. And that's pretty cool. LA is another year older. I don't know how many years older. It's kind of like a woman. I guess LA is a woman now because I don't know how many years it is, but it did have a birthday. What do you remember most about LA? What's your, like, when people say LA, I know your ears pop. Like they rise.
Oh my
like a,
God.
Like because
dude,
you love LA
I
so
love
much.
LA.
I love LA.
I'm worse than that song, man. Fuck, where do you start? Seriously, where do you go from LA? Like when somebody shows up and says, "Oh, this is LA," and you gotta take them to Greenspan's, or what do you do?
You know what? I wanna when someone comes.
Well,
from
not
LA,
because you're from Long Beach, you're
no,
different?
But Long Beach is from LA. Long Beach is
it's
LA
last,
County.
It's still
we're
last
holding
one, right?
Strong, and you know what? I'm one of them mother frickers who still got the Dodger hat, who is still down for the LA Raiders. Like I'm trying to push Angel fans back to Seal Beach. I'm trying to push Charger fans all the way back to like Camp Pendleton. So it's like I'm sitting there, but I'm not alone. I love it, dude. The other day I went to go get coffee at this coffee shop. I think it's called Portfolios or something like that. Anyway, it's a coffee shop, and there was like other dudes with LA hats, you know. And usually when you're wearing something and someone else is rocking it, you're like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
But Dodger hats. I was like, yeah, heck yeah. I mean, indie hipsters got the Dodger hats on. Thugs got the Dodger hats on. Yeah. Nerds got Dodger hats on.
But what tops that? Raider hat?
I don't know, man.
No?
I don't know.
In that area?
I love the Raiders, and the Raiders are dope. But something about the Dodger hat, it's classic.
Yeah.
The blue, the white LA. The fact that the fact that more walks of life wear that hat than the Raider hat. That's, you know, true. The Raider hat, you get, you know, there's stereotypes for a reason. But the something about that LA hat, it just gives me the chill. Something about Los Angeles, it's by far my favorite city. I never want to live anywhere else. I want to like raise children in this town. This town is just, it gives me the goosebumps. Living when I didn't live in LA and there was opportunities to talk about LA, I would just like, oh yeah, this and that, everything else.
What about the hat itself? Like, do you bend it? Do you keep it straight? Do you keep the stickers on it?
You know, when I was a kid, I used to just fold the crap out of it, just roll it or put a rubber band around the bill and then put a baseball in between so you can get that awesome curve, you know?
Yeah.
And now I just kind of get a real, like a middle bend. I don't like it straight, but I like a little bend.
But you take the stickers off?
I think I'm going to, oh, heck yeah, I take the stickers off.
All right. Just making sure. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happens in Long Beach, man.
Hey.
I really don't know. Every time I go to Long Beach, I don't know what happens.
You don't know how it ends.
Yeah. I know I'm going to stay there for a couple of days.
And when you come, I don't know how it ends either. So, but what's like, if I say it, like word association, Los Angeles, what do you think of?
Seriously, City Hall. Have you ever been on the City Hall on top? Take the elevator up.
You can do that?
And look around the whole city. It's fucking amazing. It's free.
Really?
If you go during the week, it's fucking free.
I mean,
free.
Is it free like you say, hey, I want to do it? Or can you just literally go in the elevator and go all the way to the
top? No, you walk in and they check you. They have the metal detectors and the cops and everything. You tell them, I just want to go check it out, the roof or whatever. And they're like, okay, cool. Sweet. Just push. Oh, it's floor, whatever. Yeah. I can't remember, dude.
I'll have to check that out. Do you need an appointment?
No. Like,
you
no.
just show up?
You just show up. During That's the. Cool. It's only during the week, and like in the daytime.
Yeah, yeah.
So from business hours, and you show up, and you push that floor, and you go. As long as they're not having an event, because they have I guess that's where the mayor speaks sometimes.
Yeah.
So if they're not having an event, you can just show up, look around, see the Hollywood sign.
Well, the Dodgers don't speak because they haven't won a World Series in about 23 years, so they don't speak. It's 88.
But, dude, we were trying to do show number 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes, it's 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
We were trying to get material for the show.
And what was one of our goals starting this podcast? What did we want to do?
Be more out, like do stuff on the outside and do interviews or like be not just inside the studio.
We wanted to be remote. Right?
Yes,
we,
yes. Like, it's that's like a perfect
we
word.
We wanted to be remote and be all over. We have Southgate Studio 1, right? And we have LB Studio 2. But we wanted to be like, let's use this. Let's go out. Let's meet some people. Let's get them on the air. Let's
be
just
portable.
All walks of life. Yeah. Exactly. And that's what we attempted to do. And that was an epic fail on our part.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
But we're learning. We'll learn from it. We will learn. I promise.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the plan.
So
right?
So that weekend it was the Long Beach Grand Prix.
The Long Beach Grand Prix.
And we had all this set up. We tried to learn as much as we could about the Grand Prix when it started. We tried to do videos.
It was such a perfect. It was perfect. It was like in perfect pirate form, like our old selves. No tickets. We're gonna find a way to outdo the people who had tickets.
Yeah, just we're gonna meet everybody, talk to everybody. And we tried. We did. We rode our bicycles around and checked out, filmed shit, took pictures.
Dr. Alex
hooked it up. From his patio, we were able to see the whole race. Well, not the whole race, but because nobody could see the whole race unless you're watching on TV and shit.
But Dr. Alex's patio is not just a patio. It's like a penthouse patio.
It's a 16th floor of it's a top floor of a fucking... What is that? A condo? No. What are those lofts?
They're all condominiums. It's right next to the Wayne Manor. And you ever seen Batman Beginning? That's the Wayne Manor. That so we're right badass. Behind the Wayne Manor, dude.
I think fucking one of those gargoyles was looking at me wrong, dude. So yeah, dude, we had some awesome. We had an awesome view, right, Walt?
We had an amazing view. We had the whole most of the course.
Why did we leave?
Well, because we wanted to go hang out with the commoners.
The commoners, it felt that way, dude. It was freaking awesome, though. Thanks, Dr. Alex.
Yeah, Dr. A. Dr. A, the doctor of love. And we went down, and it was great. And the plan was to go downstairs, find some people that are willing to, you know, talk and bring them up and then have a show with some guests and just talk about what their experiences are with the Long Beach Grand Prix. But we were having too much fun.
We did.
Too much fun. It was, and then... where they park, there's all these different kinds of cars, and they decorate their cars.
Yeah, dude, all those Corvettes? There was like 50 Corvettes.
Lined up, yeah.
Lined up, yeah. And then we saw this one car that looked like something out of Cars, the cartoon,
right? That's
right,
the VW bus.
With the little eyeballs on there. Yeah. Hopefully you can post some pictures on that shit.
Yeah, I will. As soon as this goes up, or as you hear this, they should already be up.
Yeah, that was fun, man, and the bars.
I've never been there. I've lived in Long Beach for so many years, and I've never gone to the Long Beach Grand Prix. And a lot of older dudes that I've talked to, they're like, go once, man. Go check that box. Like, just go, and it's mayhem. It's about 200,000 people show up.
So does that count for us going?
We had the best seats in the house.
Yeah, we did.
We seriously had the best seats in the house.
Nobody could pay for those seats.
No one can pay for those seats.
Unless they pay monthly.
Yeah, they live there. Exactly. But... wow, coming back was a nightmare. I hit the back of your tire. Oh, my God. So we're trying to ride
our
bikes.
It was in the middle of the night. Walter has no lights on his bicycle.
We're trying to ride back to do the show.
Yeah.
And I'm freaking...
and he still has his sunglasses on, which don't help. It's fucking... the sun's going down. It's like past... like, it was past sunset, right? It was dark.
Yeah,
we had to turn on my lights on my bicycle.
Yep. And I was following you because you had the lights
on.
Yeah,
but you were looking at something. I don't know.
I was looking at everything, dude. It was just awesome. It's just an incredible atmosphere. I can't explain it. My vocabulary is not that good, not even in Spanish, to explain how amazing, how electrifying the Long Beach Grand Prix is. Like... if you haven't gone, go and do it. Check, like the older dudes told me, they've done it a couple years back, several years back. But go and check that box.
Yeah, it hits all your senses. Seriously, the smells, the food, the tires,
the vibration of the motor.
Yep. When they pass by, yeah, dude, it's pretty amazing.
I live about a solid 3 miles away from where the track is, and you hear it from my house. So being as close as we were, like, it just makes like your rib cage rattle, dude.
Yep. Yeah, remember we had like a half empty beer and you could feel it shake and everything.
That's right.
It's like
that's
it made its own noise right there out of the can.
Dude, all the bars, all walks of life. It was mayhem. It was funny. It was awesome. And then you got your people who party too hard. We took some pictures of that. People just passed out. And all walks of life too.
Everybody. Yeah, everybody was having a great time.
My Ray-Bans became Raycans because when I was following you, I was looking around and I don't know, you didn't just do anything. You just slowed down.
Yeah.
And I think my tire was on one side and I was trying to get around you and my front tire hit your back tire. Then I did like a flip. Did I have a backpack?
Yeah.
No, I didn't have a backpack. I flipped over, dude. And
he flipped over the handlebars.
It was like, talk about slow. Man, I remember like flipping over and I'm like, dude, I'm going to go face first. It would imagine you would want to put your hands.
Yeah.
So I did, but it was so slow that where I got cut, you think the palms of your hands are going to get cut?
Yeah.
No, like the top of my wrist. Like I was so late at putting my hands up that the top of my wrists are all scruffed and cut. I freaking went corner of my sunglasses first into the pavement. Oh my gosh. And so I had like a bruise on the side of my face. My Ray-Bans, man, destroyed.
And we were just talking about your glasses. Hey, those are awesome glasses.
Cool. And I was like, dude, I've actually had them for a long time.
I paid extra. These are polarized.
Polarized, yeah.
I was like, not anymore.
Man, I'm polarized, dude. I'm going to buy them like in like adamantium Ray-Bans. So that was a nightmare. That sucks. That was embarrassing. But I got up, popped up. I'm good. Yeah. What? I started doing push-ups on the floor like Sebas, playing it off. But I got up, we got back up, and it was like epic failure.
Yeah. So after that, it was just like we couldn't do no show. It just felt wrong, right?
Yeah. Or, we were tired.
Yeah. It was like, a long day.
It was a long day. It was an amazing, like you said, all your senses are up. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, it's tough. Like, we should have done the show when we were like up there already.
Yeah.
We did get some pictures and some video that we'd like to share with everyone, which is pretty cool and pretty hilarious. And the view is just amazing. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. But sorry we didn't do the show there at the fucking Grand Prix,
still on pilot mode, so it's all right. All right, man. Let's take a quick little break. Will we hydrate? And then we'll get back to work.
Be right back. Oh, dude, Walt. Oh, nice what song. Up? Thanks. Thanks for the jam.
Hey, I thought that would be a reminder since you know, it was April. 420.
420, yep. Pass.
That song, if you guys don't know, it's a good song.
Yeah. Check it out. Dude, seriously, since you assigned me or I was forced into being the fucking tech guy or the computer dude or whatever you want to fucking call it, I'm the official unofficial tech guy now since kid's not here, right?
Yes.
So, dude, I mean, my tech is way different. But I don't know what these fucking kids are doing now. Like on their Facebooks.
Wait, how old is that saying?
Serious. Dude, but serious shit, dude. Come on. Well, when you hear, when I tell you about some of the shit that I saw and what they're trying to like make popular or trending, that's a new word, right? Trending.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. We could have had some really good ones if we had Facebook and YouTube and fucking all that other shit when we were kids in junior high. Oh, dude, we would have been fucking world famous. But anyway, it's too late for us, right?
Hey, that's true. Well, it's never too late, but you're right. The times have changed.
Times have changed, dude.
And what do these kids use all this stuff for now? Being in love?
No, dude, there's this shit called big booting. Have you heard of that shit?
No, I don't big know what booting. Big booting.
There's a whole video. There's two of them that I want to talk about.
You wear your docks and kick someone in the ass, or
no? No, it's but you do like fucking you kick people in the like face and the back and the chest. So like I saw this one video of this kid running up to this guy. He's having a conversation off to the side, right? And his camera's rolling on this kid off to the other side. He runs across maybe about 20, 30 feet, jumps up in the air and double kicks him in the back. Big booting. Boom! And that fool goes flying across the side, dude. He just goes flying while the other guy's having a conversation with him. He just sees him and he steps back and just says, holy shit, like that fool just went flying. What? That's just like called a big booty.
Kick. Like he got a drop like kick in
double,
the back.
Like double footed.
Like WrestleMania.
Yes.
Jimmy Snuka.
Double boots to the back, gosh, or to the chest, to the side. Just big booted.
Docs or no docs?
No docs. They were wearing probably like tennis shoes.
Toms.
Yeah, Toms. What's up with Toms, dude? Serious shit?
You know, I get the girls wearing the Toms, but yeah, the guys wearing the Toms. Like, when I think of men's feet, I think of JC's. We should get JC some Toms.
I don't think that shit would last a day, fool. You got to get them like titanium, like you said, fool, like your glasses. There's no way JC could wear Toms. Canvas, no, Toms.
Are they called Tom Toms, or they're just called Toms? Because we're going to buy JC Tom Toms. He's got to wear two.
He's going to need tons. No, but dude, so that one, that's one, like fucking big booting.
All right.
So if you like go trend that shit or YouTube that shit.
So that's what's up on, in the technology world, right? That's what kids
do. That's what kids do.
Like kids don't stupid go play
shit.
Kids don't kids go play do handball.
No.
Kids don't go like, you know,
like jump check me out. I'm going to go kick him in the face
or go play
right
basketball
now.
Or play tag or any of that.
No, no. Big or hide and go seek.
Or hide and go seek.
Big booties at big booty. Big booting.
I said big booty.
Okay, okay. So the other one, dude, I was fucking tripping on. It's like, so I guess these kids aren't getting laid. These kids nowadays are not getting laid. They don't want to get pregnant or something. I don't know, STDs. So they're taking...
This is like college kids.
No, these are like high school kids.
Okay, okay.
Right? High school kids is this other shit called condom challenge. You ever heard of that shit either?
Nope.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people have, but this is the first time I've seen that shit.
A condom challenge?
Condom challenge. So
is it condom style?
That's really bad, dude. So real quick, dude, condom challenge. They unroll a condom, right?
All right. So far, that's normal.
Yeah, but you're going to use it, right? So they unroll a condom. They stick it in their nose.
No.
And they snort that shit in and then pull it out of their mouth.
Like a guy does that.
Guys, girls, everybody does that shit. That's a condom challenge. Other than that cinnamon shit, you saw the cinnamon shit too, right?
Nope.
Oh, they're
I'm
like
the old man in the show here.
they're taking cinnamon and putting like a teaspoon of cinnamon and like powdered cinnamon and fucking shoving it in their mouth and trying to swallow that shit. So
is that bad?
They're coughing up their lungs.
Oh,
and just,
I see. Okay.
It's a disaster, dude. So, but what the fuck are
and
they?
And this
thinking?
Isn't like one occurrence. This is like no. Thousands yeah. of kids doing this.
Yes. Like after the first one, it just starts trending and people start doing condoms and fucking cinnamon. and big booty
in their orifices.
Yeah, they're just
safe sex.
So
safe snort.
Safe snort. So now next time, just put some fucking cinnamon in your condom and then snort that shit.
That's retarded. Why would you do that? Why?
I have no idea.
What? Okay. Okay. So, okay, great. You know, your nasal passage, you can get stuff in through your nasal passage. It'll come out through the back of your mouth and you can get it out. What I don't get is why a condom?
I have no
why
idea.
Why not like a
why not coke?
Yarn or yarn or like a ball, like a yarn, like, you know, or something.
Like a string or.
Yeah. Why a condom?
Probably because it's slippery. But
and then, how do you outdo the other guy? Well, I can do the ribbed one. What about you?
I can do magnums.
I can do the sensation, the erotic sensation one. What about you? Yeah, exactly.
I have no idea, dude. You're asking the wrong person. See, that's why I say.
Or like, dude, that wasn't even a real one. That was lambskin.
Oh.
You need the thick one. You need the one they give out like for free. Those are the ones.
Can you cook lambskins and eat them?
Lambskins? Like condoms? Pork rinds or
no,
what?
Like condoms. Like. It's natural, right?
I don't know. You know what?
That's gonna be next.
So long you don't.
I said it right now.
Why,
I ain't gonna do it.
Snorting condoms. Why are you snorting condoms? Go do something productive. Well, okay. Even if it's like not productive, still don't do it. I don't know. I can't think of anything. But who does it? That's horrible.
Like oh, like imagine going to a club and they say you're like just walking in there and shit, and somebody notices you and you think you're oh damn, look, she knows who I am. She's smiling at me. She comes up to you, hey, you're the guy that snorted a condom, huh? Or you think you're gonna get lucky that way? Come on.
Or so you get a girl in the bedroom and then you're like, look what I can do, and then you do it, and then you already did it, and then you get another girl, but then you don't have any condoms
to use, huh?
And then you're like, sorry, I snorted them all.
This one has a little bit of mucus in it. Can we still use it?
Yeah. So what if you get challenged? Say you did use one. You got lucky at a party, but then you get challenged and that's the only one left. What are you going to do?
Oh,
what
dude.
What if this is really important to you and then like you don't have any condoms?
Wow. Yeah. Why waste condoms? Use them the right way.
That's what I say. That's God made condoms for that reason, to use them the correct way.
Do you think nerds are ever going to like not
use all that stuff?
You think nerds are going to ever do stuff like that?
Well, here's the thing. Nerds? Did you just say nerds?
Yes.
Man, look, I got beef. I don't want this to come out the wrong way. I don't have beef with nerds. I got beef with the guys that are trying to be nerds. I don't know if that makes sense.
Wow. No, go. I want to hear.
Look, those kids that are condom snorting, freaking planking, freaking big booting hoes, get with it. Those kids, dude, what do they dress like? Nerds.
Yeah.
You know, these aren't like Anthony Michael Hall nerds. These are like dudes that like think it's cool to wear like the thick black frames, the sweaters, right? Then they wear the tie with the sweaters. Like, dude.
Aren't you a hipster now?
If you kind of look, yeah, can't you tell? I got a freaking.
No, talking about what you were just saying, that sounds like a hipster.
Yeah,
nowadays.
That sounds like a hipster. Exactly, yeah. Right? Hipster. Aw, man.
Oh, don't get you even started there.
Nerds Revenge. All those dudes would turn over on their graves. What's that dude who shot the javelin on nerds?
Oh. Love that guy, dude.
Jermaine or something like
that?
I don't know. But that dude, that fool would roll over on his grave. Dude, nerds.
I don't even know if he's dead, but yeah, I agree.
Look, nerds have paid long and hard. They've paid their dues to have this identity. And it's them. And you know what? They're our bosses. They're all over now. Now they're grown up. Now they're CEOs. Now they're chemists, biologists.
It's called Apple Computers.
Apple. Good. You know what? They paid their dues. Nuh-uh. I don't like this anymore. I don't like dudes that like are dressing like nerds. It's taking over. And it's not really fair to nerds. Like, look.
We need to tell them apart.
First of all, like, what is a nerd, right? And you know, like, by the way they're dressed. But a nerd dude is, like, smart. He's like a smart freaking individual. He's not savvy. He's not keen, sly. He's not, like, silver-tongued. He's just goddamn smart. He's, like, chemistry, science, biology, erector sets, erections from his mom's friends because that's the only other lady in the house. Like, those are like for real nerds. They're too smart. Like, they can't function to do. They're so high functioning that they're not in the same frequency as us.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Those are freaking nerds. That's why they dress different. That's why they like they have distorted moving patterns. They can't catch a football, you know what I mean? Because they're too busy being goddamn smart. They're too busy being the future leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah.
But they had to pay their dues. Everyone pays their dues. They got picked on. They got wedgied. They got, like, everything.
Now you can't do any of that, though.
Now you can't do any of that. And then now that you can't even do any of that, everyone's dressing like a nerd.
You can't tell them apart.
Fuck. Dude, for real. Like, I hate that. I mean, look, that's just my observation. Like, everyone wants to be like Mike. Everyone wants to dress like the Gatsby. But leave the nerds alone, man. Leave the nerds alone. They tried too darn hard. They got their own identity. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the glasses. Like, but you see that everywhere. NBA players dress like nerds.
Oh, yeah. When they're not on the court now, they wear the bow ties and the plaids and the plaids with, like, stripes and all that shit.
Dude, Michael Westbrook, Dwayne Wade, like, LeBron James. Like, dude, these dudes are trying to look like Anthony Michael Hall, that dude from remember Different World, the glasses that never got the girl. You know, Urkel. LeBron James looks like Urkel, dude.
And Urkel's cool now.
But Urkel can be cool.
Urkel was cool back in the day.
He can be a nerd. I mean, he can be a nerd. LeBron James cannot be a nerd. That fool is like 6'8", has a 40-inch vertical leap, and can dunk a basketball.
Yeah, he's athletic. He can't be a nerd.
I mean, but now it's like fancy. It's like a fashion. It's my freaking Malcolm X. I mean,
well, look, the kids don't know who Malcolm
dudes,
X is.
These dudes, look, Michael Westbrook, LeBron James. I mean, all over, even in the entertainment industry. I can't even think of all the rapper dudes, but they all look the same. They're all whining about their girlfriend. They'll throw a cuss word to sound hard, but they're still sensitive and they look like nerds. Like, dude, you don't even know the Dewey Decibel System. You don't even know that.
You know Dewey.
You don't know quadratic equations. You have never even read the books that have two different endings. Remember those guys?
Yeah.
Remember you were like, man, I don't even want to finish it. No, but finish it. It has two different endings. You know, I really don't. But who would do it? The nerds.
Read it twice.
They read it. And they wouldn't even read, like, the whole book and then the two different endings. They'll read the whole book with one ending and read the whole book again. With the other ending. And nerds don't. And these dudes that dress like nerds, they don't do that. They don't do that. You know what I mean? Next time you see one of these dudes, look, and you know what? I don't know. I don't think I qualify as a nerd. These are just observations I make. Like, my style, whatever you want to call it. I mean, as far as 501s and, like, a band t-shirt go, that's kind of my style. You know what I mean? But, like, next time you see one of these dudes, ask him what, like, the 10th number in pi is. They're not going to know.
Nope.
They're not going to know. Only nerds know. And if a nerd tags, when a nerd tags, because it's a perfect circle. Because he's used pi to make a perfect, it's like a perfect eyeball of, like, a guy or, like, Mickey Mouse or something. Like, it's a perfect circle. And if that dude doesn't know, you freaking rip his suspenders off like you rip the patch off of, like, a captain rips it off of a serviceman. You know what I mean? Nerds, like, I got your back, nerds. I got your back.
Yeah.
Please hire me. Give me a 6-figure salary. Please hire me. I can run my mouth. I can drink a little bit of beer. I can run my mouth. Did I already say that one?
I can hook you up with girls.
I can hook you up. Yeah, exactly. So I'm just saying those are observations I make. It takes the fun out of it. It's not fair that these, like, overgrown behemoths or million-dollar, like, entertainment dudes are, like, dressing like nerds. I don't know. I just feel that nerds work too damn hard for that identity.
The real nerds. The real nerds, not the ones that dress up like nerds.
You know, I wanted to be a nerd, but I'm not smart enough, right? But then I should not be allowed to dress like one.
And we don't.
Anyway, that's my rant. If you're a nerd out there, you know what? I love you, man. You guys make the world go. You guys are our superheroes.
You guys got our iPhones in our pockets because of you guys.
You guys have already downloaded this show, and it's not even up yet.
They got a camera in here already, dude. They already saw the show.
Exactly.
Fucking Walt.
What's up?
Walt, it's fucking finally May, dude. We were talking about April and May.
April, May, June. Do you remember who April, May, June was?
No.
It was like on Married with Children. Bud had a secret girlfriend, and Kelly didn't believe him because her name was April, May, June. And then he kept getting all these letters. And then it was for real. It was like a rocker 90s chick. Oh, Married with Children. Sorry. Sorry going down that lane.
It's all right.
May Day. What's up with May? May is one of my favorite months out of the year. Doesn't really beat March, but May is amazing.
You know why May is amazing? You were talking about nerds?
Yeah.
May the 4th be with you. Star Wars.
I don't have a fan. I need to put my face in front of a fan.
Oh, I thought you weren't a fan of Star Wars.
No. I need to put my face.
I was like, what the fuck?
May the 4th be with you.
Dude, May the 4th. May is fucking May Day. They had that May Day March.
Okay.
Well, fucking about immigration and stuff like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yep.
And then Cinco de Mayo. When before Cinco de Mayo is May the 4th.
Let's talk about May Day really quick.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Because I was having a conversation.
Long Beach?
Long Beach. Not about the May Day in Long Beach, just May Days in general. And it's like, look, if you're watching TV, people are emotional. That's what the cameras like to capture. You can't take people that are emotional for what they're worth. And when you're talking about immigration reform, it doesn't mean immigrants are going to take over the world. It doesn't mean any of that. All it means is we just would like things a little bit better. That's it. It doesn't mean I want to be the boss because, frankly, if I'm an immigrant, I can't be a CEO. I don't know the laws and the rules and things like that. And if I do, if I'm that smart, then I'll follow the rules about going away to do it.
Yeah.
But if you're an immigrant and you're working a job that probably a lot of people don't want to work at anyway, all I want is a little more fat on the meat. I just want a little more on my job. Like, I just want to make it a little bit better. There's a reason no one works those jobs. There's a reason why. But these guys do it. So, like, all we want is just a little bit. But I feel like sometimes there's just, because what you see on TV are people who are emotional. You're in a goddamn parade. You're walking in the middle of the street. I'd be emotional walking in the middle of the street. I can't. You get a jaywalk ticket when there isn't a parade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, it's cool. But the media, like, they film it, and then it's people like getting crazy because they're just like excited because there's a lot of other people. Cool. But you can't, what they're trying to do, you can't mix the message of what that person feels at that time. Do you know what I mean? Monday, everyone's got to go back to work, right? Yep. So you
and
should
they do.
Feel, and they do, exactly. Yep. And you should take that for what it's worth. Those people, like, see them Monday through Friday and see what they have to go through. And this is why they're doing that. And so I feel that whole immigration reform gets very emotional on both sides, and it really doesn't have to be. But it does because radio are pumping it, TV images, it's out of control, right? And there are, but you know what? Here's the thing, man. You show me a mass gathering when there aren't a couple of bad apples.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
But I did see this freaking May Day. I did see an awesome sign. And this girl, she's probably like 14, 15 years old. She was holding it over her head. I'm sure you can probably like Google it somewhere. And it said, fuck legalizing weed. Legalize my mom. I thought that was awesome.
I think that's great.
I thought that was fucking great, dude.
I think that's awesome.
I was like, that's fucking awesome. Yeah. And like, she has her priorities straight, you know? Like, she wants her mom to be there, you know? It's totally understandable. When people want to stay here, like, they come here not because it's an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking difficult to come to this country legally, illegally, whatever it may be. It's not bad people. Not a lot of bad people come over here.
Yeah.
They want to improve their lives. They don't want to take away from other people's lives.
And those good people that are immigrants, which are the majority, they have just as much hate for the bad guys that happen to be from the same place they are as everyone else does.
Yeah, no, but because they don't have the rights to speak up, they don't. So they keep quiet and they give, they can't like weed out the bad ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's a little bit tougher because there's no whistleblowing.
Yeah, you can't do that because you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get kicked out or whatever it may be.
Or they're scared of that to happen.
Yeah.
Not that it's going to happen, but they're
because
scared.
Because they don't know the rights.
Exactly.
So it's a difficult thing.
If you really look up Southgate politics, that's the same thing that happened here.
Yeah.
Right? People are scared, and so they just wouldn't be involved with politics, and people would take advantage of that. So that's, wow, we're only on May 1. We got 30 more days to go.
So that was May Day, fucking They're doing, I think they're playing Star Wars in some theater around here too for the whole day because of May the 4th on May the 4th.
May the 4th be with
and
you.
And then Drinco de Mayo.
Nice.
Drinco de Mayo. Fucking Cinco de Mayo is coming up. So just drink up, Walt. Drink up.
And my birthday's coming up next week.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Let's not say the day because then they might find you.
I know. Oh, my God.
It is.
Well, I'll drink up to that. Shoot.
Happy birthday, Walt.
Happy birthday to me.
Let's do this.
All right. We're 8 days in. What about the rest of the days?
Nah, just May. Fucking May's a cool day.
Isn't the first day of summer in May?
Is it?
Yeah. I think it's like later on, like the 20th or something
We live in California, dude. It's always fucking summer.
It is great. Today is great. Today's date is May 2nd, 2013. It was a beautiful day.
We had to turn on the fan today, too.
We had to turn on the fan.
In Studio One.
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. I love LA.
Love it. All right, Walt, take us out.
Hey, well, that was good. Good. It's good to be alive. It's good to have survived the Long Beach Grand Prix. Rock and roll. Hey, nerds, we're not done yet. You can find us on other places.
We have all the social media going up.
Yeah, let's take a break, though. Let's take a quick little break. Near conclusion of the show. One more thing that I wanted to bring up was, I was out in Redondo Beach last weekend. I actually caught a show.
The
band is called Loud, LOUD! Exclamation mark. It is straight up roots Redondo Beach punk rock. A friend of mine, he joined this band, Tony Hernandez. Hopefully we get him into the studio.
Sweet.
This guy is diehard Redondo Beach. This guy has a Redondo Beach, the logo of Redondo Beach, like whatever the city insignia is. He tatted it on his chest.
He did?
It's freaking amazing. This guy loves his town. And so anyway, it's a Redondo Beach punk band called Loud. If you get a chance to check him out. I saw them at a bar called Susie's. It's on Redondo Beach on Aviation. Do you know Aviation Street?
Yeah.
It's like if you're on Artesia, it's the one you cut to get all the way down to Hermosa, right?
Yeah,
you make a left on our Aviation. Anyway, there's a bunch of cool bars. I didn't really realize there's like maybe four or five bars. There's a bar there that I don't know that we'll have to check out. I mean, the whole side of the wall is a Johnny Cash
Muriel.
And that's not Susie's. Susie's is a really cool place. I was watching the band, dude. They have this like song. It's like, dun, 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 dun. They're doing that like in the God of DeVito riff.
Yeah.
And then they're like saying, you've heard this one before. And then they say, what do they say? He's like, wait, if you've heard this one before, you're old. They go into their song. That's freaking classic. It's like, if you've heard this one before, you're old. If you've heard something like that. But hopefully we can get them in. Susie's in Redondo Beach is amazing.
Is it a cool place?
I mean, I was in Redondo Beach. Again, it's LA. There's punk rock on stage. There's a couple bands. Local Hate is another Redondo Beach band that played that night. I got that going on the stage. I got the Dodger game on the TV, and then I have the Angel game. And I have my brother. That was little Chris's first show.
Oh,
punk
shit.
Punk rock show. I got
Sweet.
The mosh pit.
Nice.
There's mosh pitting going on. It was like an all-age show, but they got a bar there. It's a really cool place. I like Susie's. We should go check it out. Let's go check out Loud's next show.
Let's do it.
Hopefully we can get some recorded audio from them, and then we can put it on the show or have him come on so we can get free tickets.
Hell yeah.
So I don't have to pay cover.
Perfect, dude. Let's do that.
Yay, yay. All right. Anything else? Any housekeeping stuff?
Thanks, dude. Thanks again to our sponsors, Walton
Who
Fons.
Are the sponsors today? Yeah, the sponsors.
I just got
Fonzo
it.
Is our sponsor. He got us Budweiser tall cans. Hey, you know what, Fonzo? We're going to blow up one day. And then we'll have people buying us bigger cans of Budweiser.
That's all we ask for.
That's all we ask for.
Yeah, we like beer. Exactly. Any kind of beer. It's all
Fonzo,
good.
Thank you much. No.
I like that I got carded today, too.
Did you get carded?
Yeah.
Bastard. I bought that 12er of PBR. I did not get carded.
And then she looked at me. She's like, wow. She like had the face like, you do not look your age.
What?
Yeah. Little Asian girl. I was like, thank you.
That felt good, right?
Yeah, it felt really good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
All right, on that note, guys, it's just two. I'm used to saying guys. Fonzo.
Yay.
All right, and for the rest of everyone that we have shared our weeks with, thank you very much. Thank you. At the show. And we'll do a little bit better next time.
Yeah.
Every time we'll do a little bit better. All right, on that note, Fonz, I'll talk to you later.
See you guys.
Rest of the world, I'll talk to you later. Bye.